Good afternoon, listeners. This is your host, L Books, on BHSA Radio, sponsored by WPLK. And today we have a musical artist who goes by the name of Scenario. Hello, Scenario.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm fine. Can't complain.
Okay. So would you like to tell the listeners something about yourself real quick?
I am a 19-year-old African-American, currently residing in Brooklyn, New York. And I am currently doing the deal with Get With It Entertainment. And, you know, the other listeners out there, I just want to have a nice positive message for my music, you know, get across to the people.
Okay, and what does this deal consist of?
It's not really a deal. It's just something I'm looking into. Her and my friends was doing it, so I just want to look into it as well. And I have several associates in the music industry, but they shall remain nameless right now.
Okay, and what is your music about? What is the message?
Nothing. It's just how I feel day-to-day basis. And I just want to be chill, you know? Just do stuff just to do it, just to be glamorous and whatnot. That's all.
So do you consider yourself a producer, songwriter, lyricist? Like, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself just an average person. I don't really consider myself a songwriter or producer. I don't think my music is that great. I mean, you know, to boast about it, but I don't think I'm the wackest MC. You know, I'm just me. That's all. That's all I can really say. I can't really say nothing about that right now, as of this moment, because I just started.
Okay. And what genre of music would you say, you know, you're in?
Creative, really. It's not really a specific genre. It's some hip hop, you know. It's just some hip hop here and there, some, you know, rock here and there, R&B here and there. It's just all over the place. It doesn't really have a specific genre.
Okay, so, you know, what other artists are you inspired by or in the hip hop industry, rock industry?
Well, I currently been inspired by Lil Wayne. I just like his flow. He's very creative. He's speaks what's on his mind with metaphors here and there. And I'm also influenced by Lupe Fiasco. I like the way he puts his words together. It's very intellectual. And Kanye West, Common, you know, and old school rappers as well, like N.W.A. and Tupac and Biggie.
And a rock artist?
I'm inspired by Linkin Park. I like the way they collab on their albums. My favorite album, by the way, was Reanimation, where they took their old rock songs and made rap remixes about them. And I'm also inspired by, well, that's basically it for that.
So let's get more into your music. What songs will you be previewing for today? The names of them?
The name of the first song that I'll be previewing for you today, wow, doesn't even have a name yet.
Untitled?
Yeah, Untitled. I guess that's what you'd call it. But, I'm currently working on it, but it's just like, I guess you could say, the prototype for now. This is what I came up with so far, but it's currently in the workings, so I'm currently working on that.
And it has lyrics?
Can't really say that, but I currently wrote down some freestyles I guess I could put to it. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you have freestyles that you did already and wrote down before you even made any beat?
Yeah, like when I'm bored or when I'm in my current mood, I freestyle, and whatever I can remember, I write down so I won't forget it, and I'll later record it in an instrumental that I make, or that instrument that I have already, and I just recorded today.
So generally your freestyles or your lyrics are about, you know, your everyday experiences and people around you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's just for sometimes when, you know, it's the current mood that I'm feeling. Like if I'm feeling sad, I'll freestyle about, you know, a girl I like, or if I'm feeling angry, you know, I freestyle, so it'll come off like some type of gangster thug rap, but that's not the person. That's not the kind of person that I am. So, I don't really take that part seriously.
Okay. So we're gonna get into your first song now. Untitled.
lyricist, insane in the brain, arsonist. Pardon me, gentlemen, I come off like a terrorist. Is the terror kid, I scare men like a feminist. Watch what you say, each and every day. Hours, it's only 24 in a day. Cowards, mess with sin, they be pushing up flowers. Haters always think, I think they need a shower. See the energy, the extent of my power. My hands like C4, chemical nostalgia. More action packed than that agent Jack Bowers. Prime time is my time, wonder can't see my lines. No hope for you, no ribbon in the sky. I'm more experienced than I was way back when. Prehistoric rhyme, rapping like I came from cavemen. Came before Whitman, quote all my statements. Bad boys is tabloids, they try and imitate this. See my temper, see the picture, so I can rise high. But this air's getting thinner. Eat these words up like baby, what's for dinner? I'm so Aurelius, my first name
tick,
should be Victor.
Tick, boom. Explode on the scene like nitro.
Soon,
I'm off the walls like psycho.
Room.
Won't be enough when I go.
Like a dry ice machine,
that's ice cold. I swear I shiver when I walk outside. It's a cold world, I need fire to survive. Be that flame, see my name. Though I can't feel my face, I'm first place. Y'all ain't finished the race. I be going for the gold sneaker to face. I fall back, cause y'all be compact. My thoughts be on crack, so catch a contact. Man, I think I just murdered again. I don't even make my plans. I'm in the air like a plane I land. A Flatbush beat similar to Iran. How they got me gassed, I can understand. I be the president before the day I ran. Oh man, I be the president before the day I ran.
All right, so you just heard it, Untitled by Scenario. I must say that was a very interesting beat. I never heard anything like that before. Like you said, hip-hop mixed with rock.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so how did you come about making this beat? Like, what was the inspiration for it?
Well, I just finished hearing Lollipop by Lil Wayne. And after that, I heard that new song that Timbaland produced with Madonna and Justin Timberlake called 4 Minutes. So I just thought, what would Timbaland produce and what would Lil Wayne rap to? So I figured that's how I came up with the beat.
Okay. So do you have any lyrics in mind for the beat?
Yeah, some lyrics I worked the other day, but I gotta water that down a little bit. It's a little bit too strong for the air right now.
Okay. So is it like, what kind of mood?
Mood, basically, even though I don't, it's basically just living a life. Like, money, cars, cash, what propels the world, makes the world go around, that sort of thing. Just keep it flashy. But even though I don't live that life, you know, it doesn't mean I can't talk about it.
Okay, so what experience do you have with that life?
Just watching other people do what they do on the TV. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, this is like, this is basically why I chose the name Scenario. Just different situation that you could put yourself in. If you could just imagine it, you know, then think of what would happen if you actually achieved that scenario that you put yourself in.
Okay, that's a good reason for choosing
that
name.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just played your beat, and once it does make it out there, if it does make it out there, you know, people are gonna have a lot of responses. So, have you ever had to deal with animadversion?
You trying to say I'm stupid? You trying to use big words on me? Think I'm less, you know, intelligent?
No, not at all.
Nah, I'm messing with you. I deal with criticism. I just take it. It's just It's like you knock someone off the horse. You just got to get back on and keep on riding. That's all. And it takes a lot to knock me down, but once I'm knocked down, I just come back stronger than what I've been, you know, before.
And do you take some of the criticism into consideration, you know, to make your music better?
Of course, always. Yes, you have to do that. I mean, you just can't, you know, shun people's, you know, opinions away. I mean, they say what they say for a reason. And if it did sound hot, then it sounds hot. But I'd rather take criticism than not take any at all, because how can you grow in the music industry if no one criticizes your work? How can you grow, you know, mentally and as a rapper / producer or whatever you want to call it?
That's true. All right, so you have another song who's it features another artist.
Yes,
and this
yes,
one has
yes.
lyrics. What's the name of it?
It's called
Let Me In, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, you're right. I'm hungry right now. I was thinking about a roast beef sandwich. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's called Let Me In. It's featuring fellow artist / classmate Biz, B-I-Z, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my boy Brandon just made the beat. He wanted somebody to spit on it, so Biz got on. So then I had to get on the beat as well. It is what it is. That's all I can say.
So there's a lot of collaborating going on.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
So that's how it is, like, you know, a producer may make a beat and then they find the right person to rap on it. That's how it works.
Yep.
Okay, so what is Let Me In about?
You gotta ask Biz that. I was just running with it. I personally have no rhythm. Biz found the right words for it. I was like, hey, why not just run with it? Like,
well, he did. Is Biz in the studio today?
Hold on, is. Nah, I think I see him sipping some coffee in the back. Yo, Biz!
Biz in the studio, bring Biz in the studio.
All right, Biz on his way. He working on a current project right now, a collabo, if you will.
Word.
My dude, Biz.
Word, you already know, Biz, what it is. Yeah! Yes, right. I'm chilling with my dude, Scenario. Cool dude, man. Big future, I mean. Timbaland Jr. doing his little, I mean, he does his thing, and the thing about it is he does it his style all the time, and that's what you gotta appreciate about MCs coming up, you dig?
Yeah. Word. All right, so we asked Scenario what was Let Me In about. He said we had to talk to you about that.
Word.
So what is Let Me In about?
All right, basically, Let Me In is a revolutionary song. Like, you can tell by the first, I mean, the bars go, these are the signs of the times. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine.
Yes,
got a full plate, the next meal is on the mind. So pick up the phone cause your life's on the line.
Ring, ring.
I mean, it's like, it's a whole vibe of desperation and cutthroatness. And the first line of my verse is, I'll be revolutionary like Che. A lot of people don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Che Guevara.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He was a revolutionary. He became so close to Fidel Castro, and when he was with, and like, what he stood for was something that without anything, he went for his people and the poor people, and that's like what I'm about. I'm about the truth,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the whole mode of the song was. I'm trying to get mine. Let me in that door. Knock, knock. No doorbells, man. Come
all right,
on.
That was a lot of knowledge. We need time to write that down.
Kicking it right side.
In the meantime, you're just gonna play Let Me In.
Word.
Take a few notes, people.
Take them notes.
All right, here we go. Let Me In.
These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone cause your life's on the line. I be revolutionary like Che. So frequent like a day. Call me the bill cause I'm trying to get paid. Plus I'm cooler than the blizzard in May. And they say age ain't nothing but a number. Sleeping on me like permanent slumber. I don't even think in thoughts. I see numbers like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The zero comes next. Then comes the negatives. He too pitiful for death, so I let him live. They be like, Biz, won't you let him live? But that probably take too much and I never give. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone cause your life's on the line. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone cause your life's on the line. Move through the shadow, magnificent through every battle. Got a whole lot of foes, slice and dice through your soul. With profound pronouns and absurd adverbs that you never heard, no time to shine. My mind can't erase time, leave behind a competition stranded in the third dimension. Third eye view is how I see you. So true, my flame can burn through like a fire.
Alright, so that was Let Me In. And it was crazy, you know, like Scenario and Biz said. But unfortunately, we're out of time. So you will call in next week and let us know what you thought of Untitled and Let Me In. Would you like to say any last words, Scenario?
Any last words? Well, you know, for the haters out there, I would say something, but this is a family television show, so I'll just keep it, you know, I'll just keep it G right now. But any last words I gotta say, I'm doing a future project with you know, an associate of Biz, Silence, you know. Just cause his name is Silence doesn't mean he is, but you know, just the way it goes. We working on future projects, coming out with demo tapes and whatnot, and just keep your heads up, look to the sky, that's all I gotta say.
Okay, so like I said, call in next week. If you want to criticize, let me in or Untitled.
Ben not saying nothing bad about me.
And we also, next week, we will be featuring Silence as Scenario said.
Yes.
All right, so, good day.
Peace.
Y'all can't walk like war veterans. Doorbells broke, I'm knocking, so let me in. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone, cause your life's on the line. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone, cause your life's on the line.